morning, everybody. How we doing? Hope you're all ready to go today. We've had a super busy, great weekend. If you've had to take part in anything we've got going on this weekend, you know it's been a whole lot of fun and a whole lot of work, but it's been good. Yesterday, we had Celebrate Pownal Day, and what a fantastic event that turned out to be. Everybody said, man, you got to be happy with how it turned out. I said, here was my expectations, that nothing blew up and nothing blew away. And so those two things happened, and so I was great the rest of the weekend, all right? But no, it turned out really well. And so thank you, first and foremost, before I get to that, thank you for being here this Sunday morning at Faith Church, for making us a part of your day. We say this each week, but you could be doing a billion different things, especially another beautiful Pownal Day weekend. What a great Sunday morning to be able to take part. I think my son and Nick were already down the river this morning before church, and so if you want to go cast some rod and reel with them, come down before about 9 o'clock. You can fish in the river and come and meet the master fisherman too. Not me, Jesus, all right? Because I don't fish, all right? But Jesus, he did a little bit. So anyway, we appreciate you being here, and thank you for making us a part of your Sunday morning, whether in person or online. We love you both. If you're here in person, make sure you get, for your first or second time, make sure you get a free guest bag we have for you. If you're online for the first or second time, we got a free ebook we want to give you as well, so don't miss out on those free gifts. We want to just bring you into this process. We love adding people in and making them feel at home, and so we're just so excited for you to be here to take part in all that we have to do today. Also, I was telling Andy today that there he is. I was telling him he got plenty of coffee in here too. So if you need to stay awake today, there's plenty of reasons to do so. You got some coffee, there's some iced tea, there's some hot coffee, iced coffee, there's a whole bunch of stuff. Make sure you're taking part in that. Thank you, crew, for whoever it was. Marin and Julie and Brian was doing all that this morning. So thank you for doing that. So plenty of stuff to keep you busy. Also, Junction Cafe were a great success, I think, yesterday at Pownal Day. So this Saturday, though, they'll be back in the regular location and ready to pump out awesome lattes for you and all a whole bunch of good stuff. So make sure you don't miss out on that next week. If you're here with kids, we'd love to welcome them too. So if you have them and we're going to bring them in here, we encourage you to take them downstairs for Faith Kids. Or hey, maybe you'd like them to sit with you this morning too. That's totally fine, whichever is your preference. Also know online, you can access free kids content, just not today, every day of the week. It's on our Facebook page. We want you to engage, not just for them to watch a video, but for you to engage with them and to learn more about Jesus together. And so if you're online with us today and you want to do that, sit here and watch this, or you can send the link on our Facebook page. It's the post right below this one. If you go to our page and you'll see it, you can send it to their device. They can watch and you can compare and contrast, see how it went this morning. All right. Highly encourage that. Also, I want again to go back to what we did yesterday. Such a success for Celebrate Pownal Day. We had over 400 people there yesterday. Yeah. It was great. It was great. Again, my expectations were super low. So it was like blew them way out of the water, which is great. But it was such a good time. It was such a privilege to be able to see everybody. Everything came together okay. I thank you all for who jumped in on this. So if you're part of our church and you jumped in on this process to help us out at any point, all right, it didn't have to be just yesterday, but maybe you helped plan, maybe you helped set up, maybe you helped coordinate. I just want to thank you so much for doing this. That would not have been possible without a whole awesome team. And I'm glad to just be a really small part of it. So if you had any part to play in that, thank you from the bottom of my heart. If you're watching online or you're in Pownal and you had a part to play in that, maybe you're with the ATV group who did the cornhole tournament, or maybe you were helping out set up the inflatables or dunk tank, or maybe you're at the fire station to help fill that dunk tank where all those kids went in. By the way, that water started out really clean, right? It didn't end that way, but it started out really clean. But if you're a part of the fire department, if you're part of Greater Heights, Jeff Miller Excavating came down, Rescue Squad came down, I met an awesome girl named Brittany. Thank you, Brittany, for being there yesterday. All these things that were taking part, the library was down there, Pownal Center Community Church was down there. It's also to meet Kim. So just thank you for being a part of that event, and we can't wait to do it again next year. Oh, Nancy, I'm probably going to miss somebody, so I apologize. Nancy Messina did a great job with the DJing. So if you're watching this, thank you, Nancy. All right. And we're just so excited that went well, make a good first impression, and we're going to try to do it a little bit bigger, a little bit better next year, learn and improve and move on, right? So just get ready. Go ahead and mark in your calendars next July 30th, next year, 2023, all right, the last Saturday in July, probably not the 30th, we're going to get together and do it again, all right? So just go ahead and say, yep, we're there. We're going to sign up and do it, all right? So make sure you're taking part in that. Also, last thing I want to highlight each and every week is we want to give you an opportunity to do two things. One is to receive. We always talk about generosity at our church. Part of that was displayed yesterday in all that we did. And so we wanted to put on as free as possible event for everybody in our community. And that was an awesome opportunity. And we did that. Matter of fact, somebody asked me, I overheard somebody say, hey, is the food free? Or is the inflatables free? Is all this stuff free? And they said, yeah, it's free. I said, yeah, it's faith, church, everything's free, right? So it was a great opportunity to extend generosity into the community. And this is the opportunity we get every single week to live that out. So first, if you're in need, maybe you have some bills piled up. Maybe you have something going on. We gave a gas card out this week to somebody who's starting a new job. I was like, yes, I want to bless you with gas so you can get to your work, all right? So if that's you, make sure you let us know that you're in need. Go to faithchurchvt.com, all right? It's super, super simple. faithchurchvt.com. You'll scroll down to the bottom and see all our contact info. Call us, email us, text us, send a smoke signal, do something, get up with us, because we want to help you where you're at, all right? In church, I want us to continue to try to be as generous as possible, so we're getting the opportunity to do that financially. So if you'd love to give today, you can do so in the baskets to the front and to the back. If you love to give online, that's even easier. That's what I do. It's faithchurchvt.com. Again, just press the give button. We even have an app, by the way, so if you'd like to give on our app, you could do that. It's called Church Center. You can give through our app. It's really easy. So there's a whole bunch of ways to do that. And why we encourage you to do that is not because I want or need your money. It's because I love getting to see how your lives open up when you're opening up your hands to this community, right? So when you give, we can do things like celebrate panel. When you give, we can help the family that 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago had their house burned down. And when you give, you can make an impact in this community that we can't alone, right? So when you're thinking about Pownall, one, there's no national relief project for Pownall, all right? There's no government funding that's going to send money to Pownall, right? There's none of that going to happen. So how do we support and live and breathe and lift people in Pownall up and bless them? It happens here at Faith Church First, or at Better. That's our goal, all right? So if you're, maybe I know here's this, how this works. If everybody's like me, you're looking at your budget because inflation's at 10%. It's probably going to go higher and the stuff's starting to contract. And you're looking and saying, man, what can I cut? What can I cut? What can I cut? I want to encourage you in this. Don't cut giving, not just to this church, but giving in general. All right? Don't cut giving to God, because he's going to provide for you. When you're giving in faith, not even knowing if you're going to have enough at the end of the month. When you give at the beginning of the month saying, I'm going to give towards this cause. I'm going to give towards this family. I'm going to bless somebody with my finances or with my time or with my talent. I guarantee you, you're going to have enough to make it. I'll guarantee it. And so if you're looking at your budget and you're saying, man, I can't afford to give this month because I got to make room for the groceries. I know we're looking at cutting our grocery bill, right? We're looking at trimming some stuff back. The one thing I will not trim, the one thing I encourage you not to trim, is giving to Jesus. I guarantee you that is not what you want to do, all right? Did you want to make it, you want to have money for groceries? Give to Jesus first. I promise you. I just let me know and try it out. If you get to the end of the month, I'll do something crazy. If you give at the beginning of the month, whenever you get paid, you just go ahead and give to Jesus. You do that first. If you get to the end of the month and you don't have enough, I'll give it to you. I'm dead serious. If you do that and you get to the end of the month and say, I can't pay my bill, but you said give to Jesus and it didn't come through, I will pay it. And Walt will help, right? So just know, I appreciate it. Thank you, Walt. I trust Jesus, but I thank you, Walt, too. All right. So know that that's so important to us, because again, we want to continue to bless this community, and God is going to be faithful to you as he's faithful to all of us. So don't neglect that. Don't neglect that. Watch it work miracles in your life through your giving too. All right. All right. So with that done, let's transition to what we got going on this day. We've got a whole lot going on. The past few weeks, we've been going through a series called Swimming Upstream, all right? And that was a crazy fun series, I thought, because I get to see it from a completely different perspective. One, I was in Faith Kids, but then I come up here and I could watch it after the fact during the week, because we had not only me, I kicked this off, but we didn't start with the best, all right? We just started with me. And so after that, though, we had some awesome speakers, all right? Ron, where's Ron at today? He's over there, all right? Ron followed me up, right? And he did a great job. He had Sharon in tears, if you're watching online. Sharon, maybe remember when you're crying a few weeks back, right? After that, you had, who was after that? Dave, right? Dave is following us up. Awesome. He did a fantastic job. I don't know if he had anybody in tears. Maybe he did. And then last week was Walt, and such a fantastic job last week. Walt, thank you so much. Thank all of you guys. First, matter of fact, let's have about giving one more round of applause for all I did. It's such a privilege. What we want to do here at Faith Church, not just in the giving, public speaking and message giving, but in every facet is training, equipping, growing people. It was a challenge for these three guys, right? As it is for me every week to come up with, all right, Lord, what do you want me to speak on? But that's a growing opportunity. And so serving on serve teams in the cafe when you're tired and worn out and can't come and don't want to come, that's a growth opportunity, right? Serving at Faith Kids when you don't like children, that's a growth opportunity, right? Even if you do like kids, trust me, it might get to a point, just saying, all right? Whenever you're just tired and worn out and don't want to be at something like Celebrate Pownell, but you need to tell somebody about Jesus, even just a simple conversation, that's a growth opportunity, right? So we want to give you an opportunity to grow into Christ. And so that was an awesome way to do that this past few weeks. This morning, we're going to do something slightly different again. We're going to talk about a little bit, how do we live for Jesus, live like Jesus, right? Swimming upstream, the little tagline that I only said like once was living a Jesus-centered life in a self-centered world, right? And so what we're going to see today, I've got three actual guest speakers today that's going to all pack into one, and they're going to talk about how they have done that recently, all right? Now, I'm going to spoil it, but that's what that's going to be about, all right? But before we get into that, know that we've got something starting next week, all right? I want to promote a little bit for next week and the next few weeks. We got a series that's going to be called Overcomers, How to Move from Surviving to Thriving, all right? That's our goal for the next few weeks. We're going to be talking about how to better manage stress, how to better manage anxiety, how to better manage loneliness in our lives all together, all right? That's going to be our goal for the next few weeks, okay? So stick with us if that's one of your things. Hey, man, I worry a lot, right? I stress a lot. I'm super busy. I have anxiety because of all those things, right? And sometimes, even in the midst of all my crazy life, sometimes I still feel lonely, even when sitting in the middle of a crowd. If you're dealing with any of those things, any one of those things, maybe all of those things, you're going to want to stick around for the next few weeks because we're going to touch on each and every one of them and how if we move past this and how we work through this, okay? So make sure you're doing this with us. We can't wait to do it with you, all right? Before we get to all of that and before we get to our speakers this morning, we have another opportunity. They're going to share their lives and how they live for Jesus in a self-centered world. Today, we're going to talk a little bit together, not about that, but about something else that's going to set us up today. So I got a question, and I want you to answer it during our roughly five-minute break. You know what? I didn't set up a song, Jane. You might want to find some music to play. Yeah, I'm just putting you on the spot, brother. This is your opportunity to grow right here. It was a busy weekend. Something had to fall through the cracks, so... All right, just pull something on Spotify up in just a minute. We'll take care of it, all right? So whenever that song he picks out, whatever great song he's going to pick works, when that song's over, we'll come back and find our seats. But during the next few minutes, what I want you to ask and answer of each other and online is this question. If someone gifted you an all-expenses-paid trip to anywhere in the whole world, where would you go and why? Everybody ready for that one? So make sure you're going to get up, you're going to get coffee, you're going to share. All expenses paid trip, where are you going to go, why are you going to do it, talk and ask and answer that of each other, and then we're going to come back and do it all together in just a few minutes. All right, we're going to have to find some longer songs, right? Jeez, we need like a 10-minute break. That's fantastic. As you're winding stuff up, feel free to keep those conversations going. Don't feel like you have to stop just because I'm running my mouth, all right? We're going to be, matter of fact, keep it going. As you're talking, Rich is going to walk around. He's going to help you out. Where would you like to go if someone paid your way and why? Someone give a hand up and he's going to meet you and you're going to talk online. Scott's going to lead us off.
Who's up? Scott?
Scott.
Okay, buddy.
Alaska. Alaska. I'd just do a walkabout.
Oh, yeah, man. That'd be awesome. I thought about Alaska when I thought about this. Excellent answer. Okay. Who else? Where would you like to go and why? Throw your hand up. Here you go, Robin.
I want to go to Australia because I think it would be so cool to see kangaroos and koalas, and I like the way they talk.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, so not literally cool, but yes, it would be pretty awesome, right? Fantastic. Australia would be fun. Anybody else? Come on. It'll spend his pay trip. Here you go, Dean. Hold on. You got to get a dog on mic.
Pownell, Vermont.
He's not from here, y'all.
Norway or Switzerland, because of my culinary background, I'd love to go there.
Yes. I've seen some awesome videos of Switzerland with train ride. I mean, it would be a fantastic place. Yeah.
I think Steve had the greatest answer. He said, can I say it, Steve? He said, I wouldn't go anywhere because Pownell was paradise.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Are you running for... We don't have a mayor, Steve. Anybody else? There you go, Becky. Thank you.
So sometimes you don't know that your best place to go to would be... I'm just going to use it as an example. Mike and I were gifted a trip to Israel a few years ago. And, you know, I honestly thought, well, yeah, that'd be cool someday maybe. But, you know, it wasn't like a desire. But once you get there, like, it is the most amazing trip and the most amazing place that you will ever go to. I was just telling Tammy here that you will never read your Bible the same again.
Sure.
Your feet are exactly where you're reading about. They've been there. And so anyway, sometimes you just have to be willing to dream a little bigger.
Absolutely. Outstanding. Thank you, Becky. That would be a great trip. I'm glad you got to do it. All right. Anybody else? Come on. Anywhere in the world. Somebody's paying for you, for goodness sake. You don't have to fork it over. David in the back. You ready? Right there. David in the back. Then.
Germany.
Yeah. All right. That'd be cool. Man, there's so much going on there, right? Here we go. Leo in the...
Okay. I told Pastor Jason I wanted to go to Hawaii.
Yes.
And I've got the shirt on.
Yes.
But it's the end of the month, so he's going to have to help me out.
There might be some caveats to this. Don't give to Jesus at the beginning of the month. Plan a trip to Hawaii in the middle of the month and come to me at the end of the month. All right? Let's clarify that.
I would like to go to Scotland, but I don't like to fly. So if anybody can figure out a way for me to get there...
I've got a canoe in the back. You want
to row, row, row your boat?
Anybody else? Those are all great answers. Love all these. So diverse. That's fantastic. Here we go, Dave, over here. How could you possibly need anywhere to go? You've been everywhere.
Since I have been everywhere, any place that's 70 degrees and sunny most
yes.
of the time.
Nice.
Arizona's not it because it gets to 120.
Neither is here. All right. Anybody else? Those are all outstanding. Everybody's done? All right. That was a fun one. All right. Awesome. By the way, Leo, just hit your ride. One day, Tina's going to make it back to Hawaii. She's Miss Hawaii, Tina. So just try to beg and borrow your way onto her plane and see if you can make it, and she can give you the grand tour.
Get in her suitcase.
You can fit. We'll mail you. Yeah, you can get shipped. Oh, man, those are some great answers. Thank you for sharing that, right? My family and I love to travel, and over the past few years, we've covered like 3/4 of America traveling different places, and it's all been just so great. But I was thinking beyond America because I can afford to, well, I used to could afford to drive those places before gas was doubled up, but maybe not now. But I can kind of afford to go those, so I was thinking, man, what was one place I could never afford to but probably would really enjoy it or love to? And I think if I had somebody to pay for it all, I think Jen and I would go to Tahiti or one of those Polynesian islands, like French Polynesia. I always look at those pictures. I'm like, man, I'm sure it's not as good as the pictures, but it looks like a dream, right? It's just amazing. Like have one of those bungalows that's over the water that has the clear cut out, and you're like walking. God, man, it's just incredible stuff, you know? So anyway, but if somebody's paying for that, I'm all about it, but I'm probably never going to be able to make it on my own, right? I think there's a lot of reasons. We're talking about traveling. We have this desire in us, right? You're thinking about, man, I'd love to go to Hawaii, Alaska, Switzerland, all those places. I think there's a lot of reasons for wanting to. Most of the time, I think it can be tied, if you're a working adult or even a kid and you're busy going through school, it can be tied to a desire to get away from that daily grind, right? Just going through the mundane, right? Even a paradise like Pownal, Steve, can sometimes turn into a prison if you're doing it the wrong way, right? And so we dream up these vacations. We want to break free sometimes of that mundane, of the responsibility even that we carry around. And for some, there may be this underlying desire for just adventure, right? Maybe that walkabout. I love that picture of the walkabout, Scott, because that's my vision of like going to Alaska. Is like, man, getting a kayak and just paddle with the whales, just do something just complete like out of this world that you can't experience anywhere else, right? That desire for adventure and discovery. But I think we have that not just to discover new places outside of ourselves, but to discover inside of ourselves, right? We're afforded the opportunity to remember or rediscover who we are in those moments, right? Maybe that trip to Israel, Becky, you're just like, man, I didn't even know this was kind of who I was, but it kind of gets uncovered and unburied when you're going to these places. And the thing is, you don't really have to travel to experience this. It helps, But you don't have to, right? Maybe you could even take a hike up one of our beautiful mountains here in the summer or the winter if you like doing snowshoeing, right? Maybe it's a bike ride up a secluded road. I went up a few days ago up Quarry Hill, which is not technically secluded, but it goes through some pretty tight areas. And that was such a fun bike ride. And then it was the night after a big storms we had that afternoon. And so the sun was setting and clouds were sitting down into the mountains. This was just beautiful, beautiful trip. Maybe that's not you, though. Maybe that's on a deck sitting around a pool at Kathy's house, right? Like the kids were yesterday, sitting around with paper plates and picnic tables. But we have these little adventures that we strive to go on, and we might not be able to articulate in those moments what's happening, but it just feels right. You ever been there? You ever had that moment? It's like, yep, this is it. Thank you. That's right. Exactly. This is it. Part of that unexpressed emotion, I think, is that we're beginning to tap into our purpose. Who we're made to be, what we're made to do. Now, what are you saying? Well, I'm made to sit around a pool? Well, I don't know quite that far, but there's something to that, right? If you've been beat down by work or feel like you're lurching from one crisis to the next or feel like you're stuck in life, it's probably in part for either a lack of purpose or misaligned purpose, all right? There's probably a couple of things going on because the truth is we find our place when we find our purpose. That place can be anywhere, but we find our purpose, then you found where your place is. Now, for Jesus followers, this quote-unquote shouldn't be a problem, right? Before Jesus left his followers, he gave them and us a purpose. He tells us in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. It says this. It's going to be up on the screen and somewhere around here if you're online. All right, Matthew 28, 19 and 20, he tells his followers this. Right before he leaves, he gives them their purpose. He says, go therefore. I love this because I like to go. He says, go therefore. Don't sit and wait. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. All nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And behold, I love this, I am with you always to the end of the age. Go therefore, I am with you always. Here's your purpose. Go, make disciples. Go, expand, explore, discover. Just do all these crazy, awesome things that I've given you to do, that I've given you the gifts and the ability to do, and I'm going to be with you each step of the way so that even if you fall flat on your face, I'm going to pick you back up again. That's your purpose. It's amazing. Our purpose is to live, breathe in, exhale the good news of Jesus. That by him, in him, we're fully alive, we're fully free, we're fully charged to tell others about how they can experience that same thing. Now, I say that it shouldn't be a problem. Our purpose as believers in Christ shouldn't, quote unquote, be a problem, but we know that's not always the case, right? Our Swimming Upstream series, we repeatedly heard Paul encouraging Timothy to remember, right? He says, remember where you came from, right? He says, remember the faith you were raised in, remember the mission that you were called to, his purpose for life in Jesus, because Timothy was under pressure. He was under a daily grind. He was beat down by people in his church. He was beat down by people in his town. He was beat down by other believers who were doing crazy, weird things. And he was all under this pressure to cave into convenience and to cave into comfort. We're threatened by that same thing, that same pressure that robs us of our purpose. And like Paul to Timothy, we need examples of people who model that life of purpose over pressure. And so today, you don't get to listen to me for a little bit. Anyway, you're going to listen to three others who are going to give us that perfect example, I think, of living purpose over pressure. This past weekend, we were joined by a mission team from Newbern, North Carolina. They were an awesome group of five individuals. They were with us at Celebrate Panel Day yesterday. They eventually made it in Friday night after some harrowing experiences in New York City. That's why you don't go there, all right? So they made it through, and they made it to paradise, Steve, and finally. And so they got here Friday night, and they helped us out yesterday, but it's been such an honor and privilege. One of the things I am so grateful for at our church is to be a part of a bigger kingdom, all right? To be a part of a bigger plan that goes beyond just Palmo. So the opportunity to have people who are committed to Jesus to come up and partner alongside of us. Because you know at our church, or if you don't know, you're going to figure it out real quick. We are relentlessly or should be, relentlessly focused on reaching somebody who's far from Jesus and bringing them close, because we truly believe that that is how we are not only set free, but live free, live differently, experience life and life abundantly in Him and in Him alone. So all the stress, anxiety, business we're going to talk about, I'll go ahead and give you the answer in short form, is Jesus. We're going to explain more why next, but that's what we're about. And so to have teams like Crossroads Baptist Church from New Bern, North Carolina come up and partner with us is just an awesome opportunity to see that in action. And so what I wanted to do was to give them an opportunity to tell them why they're here, right? And what they've experienced so far from a different perspective and how they're living in purpose over pressure this morning. And so they drew straws, and Miss Chris drew the last straw. And so she's it. I'm just joking. I don't think you drew the last straw. Where did my mic? Rich, where did you place my mic? Oh, here it is. Perfect. Thank you, sir. Awesome. Thank you very much. Awesome. All right. So first up, what's your last name, Miss Chris? Wessenberry? Quessenberry. Man, I've never heard that one before. All right. Okay. And I lived in Eastern Carolina. All right. And I was warned that she will go alone. I'm joking. She's gonna be very... She's going to be very timely, and you're going to love how she talks. So if you don't listen to anything she actually says, listen to how she says it. Maybe you'll get something out of that. But I appreciate it. Thank you for taking time, Ms. Chris, to tell us why you're here. All right, yeah, let's give her a warm applause. Hold it close.
I'm going to speak for my whole team. Maybe I shouldn't, but I am anyway. Since I'm the den mom that had to keep all of them straight the whole time we've been on the road. Wow. But anyway, like he said, Jason said, we are from New Bern, North Carolina. I'm not originally from there either. I've been there 3 years, a little over 3 years now, and I ended up there because I went on a mission trip. And they had a hurricane, and I went out with the Baptist on Mission to help them. So I went back home, and then I got a call a couple months later and said, would you like to go back to New Bern? And I thought, what are we going to do now? Because the only thing I seen when I was there the first time was the laundry trailer where I washed clothes all day for everybody. And so I didn't see any of New Bern other than the stuff piled up on the side of the street. But I said, I don't know, let me pray about it. They needed a decision right away, of course. So thank the Lord, it was a Wednesday, so I went to prayer Bible study, and I told my pastor, I said, look, we got to pray. Y'all got to pray hard, because I got to have an answer by any morning. So anyway, long story short, ended up in New Bern. They told me it'd be 3 to 5 years. I was there with Baptist on Mission for 3 years and during the rebuild. And God said, I'm not done with you here. I slept at Crossroads for 4 months when I first went there. And I've never been more accepted anywhere in my life and loved on as I have been with Crossroads. Until I got here, y'all are just awesome. Awesome. I'm going to tell you, we have seen God move so much since we've been here. And we got to go to the river yesterday, put a feed in, and oh. But we come on this trip. And I know I'm supposed to be short, ain't I? Okay, I will. Jennifer's mom come and spoke and told us, you know, that she had been here, but that they could use, y'all could use a little bit of help, but you know, for the event yesterday. But other than that, we are trying to get into small groups also, but not just the small groups. We are just trying to make contact and love on people and build relationships, because that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to build these relationships. Never seen a group come together like y'all did last night. Yesterday was fantastic. I didn't get to see a whole lot. If you wasn't through the serving line, I didn't see you probably. But anyway, and I loved it. I was proud of the guys for cooking all day. And it was just wonderful to be able to be here and serve beside y'all, okay? It was. And all of us would probably like to come back again if y'all have us one day. But anyway, God's working in our hearts. And just being here, we have learned so much already of how to love on each other. Because when we left Newbern, we didn't know a whole lot about each other. No, a whole lot more than I did. Okay? Some things I may not have needed to know. I don't know. But anyway. So, and y'all say I have an accent. I don't have an accent. Y'all have an accent. I don't have one. But anyway, Pastor Kevin is going to choke me when he gets out of the nursery, okay, with the kids, of course. But I did tell him that if you want me to speak, I'll be glad to. It doesn't matter. But we have seen God move since we've been here. We have felt him in y'all. We have felt the love from y'all. And that's why we do this. That's why, I don't know, David, have you been on a mission trip before?
Not with Crossroads.
Not with Crossroads, okay. And I know, Dean, you have, right?
I've been to Israel, but that was a mission trip.
Oh, okay.
But my first official.
Oh, okay. Okay, and first time in Vermont, by all means, for me. New York City, first time. And we survived. But no, God has been good to us. When Kevin said we was going to try to plan a mission trip to come here, anybody was interested in coming to sign up, and I think I was the first person on the book, you know, don't leave me, I want to go. But it's not because I just want to go. It's because I feel like that's how God's using me. As he's using me and strengthening me, being with the other Christians and the other people that he puts in my path, okay? So he's good to us. CK, I told you he was coming up. But anyway, we appreciate y'all having us. We appreciate y'all's loving on us. Thank y'all for letting us come and serve beside of you. And we just want to stay connected with y'all in some way. We want to stay connected. And if no other way, it's just in our hearts that God has blessed us to be able to meet y'all, okay? So I'm going to sit down before I cry.
It is, again, one of my great joys of being here. I grew up in the South, and there's lots of believers. But partnerships, few and far between. And so to be able to be in a place like this and have lots of people come up, and we do, we have lots of groups come up. I'm trying to make sure I'm center, sorry. And then lots of groups come up and partner with us, and it's such an awesome opportunity to learn to grow together. We learn from each other, I think. And so it's a privilege to do that. So thank you, Ms. Chris and Dean and Dave and Pastor Kevin's over there in the cafe. If you'd like to connect with them after the experience, I encourage you to do that, all right? So they're going to be sticking around for a few extra minutes, so if you just want to hear Miss Chris talk for another 20 minutes, then you can sit here and just listen to her talk. I think she can help that. She can handle that for you. That's all right. That's just so that's awesome. So thank you guys for this. We can't wait. Again, connect with them after the experience if you get the opportunity to before you head out. And hopefully we'll see you guys again next time, or whenever that next time happens to be. You just need to come up in February next time. All right, so Purpose over pressure. That's part one. Purpose over pressure. Part two is in our own family, church family, our own faith tribe. I'm starting to use that word tribe a little bit more because I like it, so I'm going to start using the word tribe. So this is our tribe here at Faith Church, and so we got a member of our tribe that went away for, how long was that, a week, 10 days? A little while, right? And it was two of them, actually. One is going to be a new member of our tribe, but then there's one that's been here for a while. And so these two speakers are super special. For the past 7 years I've known them, they've exemplified purpose over pressure over all facets in their life. One has been an integral part of our church family for a long time, and another, like I said, can't wait to get to jump into that experience together with her. But we were able, thankfully, to set aside some money in our budget this year to specifically help them cover some of the costs to go to Guatemala. And so it was such a privilege for our church to be able to do that. So I want to encourage Dawn Snyder and her sister Carrie to come up, and you get the mics, and you get to share your experience of living that purpose over pressure in Guatemala this past few weeks, all right?
Thank you. So my experience with missions began when I was a teenager, and Carrie as well. We would go every summer to work as counselors at a camp in Yonkers, New York, so just outside of New York City. And we would go with skits, and we'd stay and sleep in the church and do whatever needed to be done while we were there hanging out with the kids. And then in 2009, my sisters and my mom came up with an idea. Let's do a girls' trip to Guatemala. So my sisters had already been. I had not. And I did not want to go. So I, you know, they said, okay, start saving money. I'm like, well, I'm saving money, but I'm not going to go. I'm like, get your passport. I'm like, I'm going to get my passport, but I'm not going to go. And then they're like, okay, we're going to buy plane tickets. And I'm like, but I'm not going to go. And they got a plane ticket with my name on it. And I'm like, okay, God, I guess I'm going. And we were talking about what we were going to do while we were there. And we talked about the story of Esther, how God had chosen Esther to go before the king to save his people. And so we're reading that story. And in it, she was told that, you know, God will choose somebody else to go if you don't go. And I'm like, God, I don't want you to choose somebody else to go if you want me to go. And so we went to Guatemala, and I fell in love with the people there, with the group. And so this was our fourth trip, or my fourth trip. Carrie's been more often than I have. Just to be there as a support for a ministry that's already existing there. You know, if it means painting a wall or cleaning a closet or building a closet, you know, that's what we're there for, you know, and whatever they ask for. So the ministry that we go down to, she does, they use this building for, they have a Sunday service, they have a women's Bible study, they have craft days with the kids, they have, they distribute food from there, they medical clinics, they do adult education classes, you can sponsor kids to be able to go to elementary school, you know, so they do a lot through this ministry, and we're just there as a support. And, you know, from the first time I went to this time, like, I've seen the country grow, and I've seen that community grow, and everybody knows who Myra is. Myra's the one who she's been there for over 20 years in this ministry, and we just come alongside her and hang out with her. And I'm truly blessed every single time I go.
Yeah, so I'll piggyback off of Dawn. I'm Carrie, for anybody who maybe hasn't met me yet. I'm her sister. But yeah, it's the biggest takeaway that I have from any trip like this is opportunity. It's an opportunity to go. It's an opportunity to serve. The ministers that we are with, their names are Myra and Mac, and it's an opportunity to bless them. Whatever their need is, we're going to try to meet it, to bless their ministry. Whatever that need is, we're going to try to meet it. And in that, we get to bless the community and bless the country, you know, in a small way, but it's, you know, every piece is an improvement of something. Yeah, so it's just it's a good opportunity to go and do and be a blessing. Yeah.
Okay, so we do have some pictures from our trip. So if Jaden wants to start that up. So this is on the way from Guatemala City to Chiquimulo, which is where we are. It's just beautiful mountains and trees, and it had been raining a lot before. There was flooding in the country. We had to take a different route, but it was 6 hours drive from Guatemala City to Chiquimula. And so we got to see a lot of scenes like that. And then the first couple days we were there, I had the opportunity to do crafts with kids, and another missionary was there but had to leave unexpectedly, and they're like, she set up these craft days with the kids and we want to continue that. So I assumed going in that she would have plans and she'd have things set up and everything. But no, I get there and the kids get there and they're like, okay, what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know. So I go into a suitcase and I pick out some bookmarks and some ribbon and we ended up with a craft. So. And there's some more of the kids playing with their craft. And then the next day, I thought a little bit, I'm like, well, we'll do like a construction paper thing. And it's completely not what I had planned, but the kids seemed to enjoy it. And by the end of the 2 days, all of the kids were like, and I don't know much Spanish, so, but I could tell them, you're doing a good job, it looks beautiful. But all the kids, they had such a great time that they all gave me a hug before they left. And, it wasn't something I was asking or expecting or anything, but they enjoyed it. They enjoyed their time with us, and I enjoyed doing the craft. And then this is the road that the building that we go to is on. So this road is a dirt road. It's rutted. They don't have any drain system in this section of the city. So there's, you flush the toilet and it goes down the road. There are cows that walk the road. It's not a beautiful place, but it's a beautiful place. Yeah. So this was right down around the corner, a goat herder and his goats. He would bend down the branch and feed them some of the greenery, and the cows walking down the middle of the road. We got stuck in a herd of cows one day for a few minutes, and it was pretty interesting. And this guy was carrying his load of wood, probably for his fire for his house, so that they can cook over. And then I'll actually let Carrie talk about this part.
Sure, I'll talk about it. And I'll going back a few pictures, just to set the mood. It is actually a city. There's about 80,000 people, I think. Where we were was in a city, but it's also a very kind of rural mindset where you do have cows going down the road and goats and people still riding horses around and stuff. It's a neat different kind of environment. This is some of the youth, and we were able, because of the blessing that you guys gave us, to help support this day out for the youth. They took them out to a field, actually it was kind of a farm, but and we played games with them. They had an opportunity to minister to them, and it was a big deal because that's not the type of outing that their youth get to usually do. So it was a great chance for us to also learn their names and you don't become friends in one day, but to be able to bless the kids at the church. And this is some of the girls sitting for the youth for the meeting that we had. And this was one of the games. I can't remember. I think this was this was kind of like a rock, paper, scissors type game that you played on a field, and everybody had to run away if you were, you didn't choose the right rock, paper, or scissors. And this is them. They all sat down. You can see it's a pretty good group, but it was bigger than I expected. And they got ministered to for a few minutes, and somebody got to tell them about Jesus and about, how he can improve their lives. And there they all are. There I am in the back, because I'm really tall.
So we met up with a group from Tennessee for this day. So they helped us, and they they led most of the games and everything, but it was, so there are a bunch of white kids in there because white tall people, they aren't those in Guatemala.
I don't actually know the order that she had these pictures in, so it's a little, it's a mystery to me. So these are the people at church, and this is a good chance to say one of the points I wanted to make is that people are people no matter where you go. And these people in particular in their, that are part of their church, they don't have much, but they want Jesus. So that's what makes a difference in their lives. So they come here every week to be ministered to and to be touched and blessed, so. These are some of the girls. I'm going to let Dawn talk about this.
So, as most of you know, I do cakes as a side gig. Like, I decorate cakes and everything. And so, Myra was here in May to visit our family and to just see the area. And so she asked me, she's like, you know, there are these three girls who are coming up on their 15th birthday, and we normally have a little celebration, and we give them cakes to bring home for their families and everything. So she asked if I would make some cakes while I was in Guatemala. And so these are the three girls. We have Mirza, Darlene, and Celeste. And so I was able to make them a birthday cake to take home for their families. And it was a little bit different than baking here in the U.S., but it was like, I got it done. And so this is Mac. He and his wife are the ones that run the mission down there. And so he has YouTube live streams, he does some radio broadcasts, and so he was actually interviewing Carrie and I for a radio show that he does every once a month, I believe. So then this is Mac and Myra, and in part of our downtime,
it's the only one we got together,
I'm sorry. But so we played card games, and as usual, I lost every single one of them. And so then Carrie, while we were there, was able to build something for them.
So I've been working with my brother as a carpenter for the past year, and I told Myra that, and she said, oh good, when you come, you can build me a closet. And I was totally like, okay. And I didn't realize that she was actually serious, but she needed it done. So, you know, I did bring some supplies, but we had to find supplies. We had to, you know, put it all together. And, you know, it was different than doing it here, but it was also great to be able to meet a need because they had a really large, well, not really large, but a large closet that was jam-packed with things. So to do this was able to let them spread out some of their stuff so that it was easier to find, but thank you. Yeah, that's it, just sort of coming together. And, you know, it's interesting there because you can't find everything in one place. They don't have a Home Depot, but you can find everything you need eventually, so. Yeah.
So Carrie did all of that work, and I just took pictures. Just kidding. I did little things. I held things up. So they also have a women's Bible study on Wednesdays, and these were a couple of the women that they led worship, so they sang a few songs in Spanish. And I'm like, this is great. This is wonderful. And I see them growing so much just over the past few years. Different people are stepping up. And that's a little guy who attended with them. He was just so cute, I had to take his picture. And this is Carrie and I with Hilma. So Hilma she works with the ministry, and she actually lives in the building where we go. And so she's been there every time that I've gone down. And she's just the sweetest person in the world. She knows barely any English, but she understands it pretty well. And so able to hold small conversations with her. And then this is Graciela. She works at Myra's house as a housekeeper. And she's another sweet person. She knows less English than Hilma does. But she's just so funny. And then this is Lizette. So the first time that I went down to Guatemala, we went to a children's home, and Lizette was one of the kids who was in the home. And so now she's all grown up. She's married. She has a son. But every time we've gone down to Guatemala, we've touched base with her, and we're able to meet up with her and give her a hug. And so it was special to us. It was important to us to be able to see her when we went down. One of the treats that we got was that we were able to go to these hot springs. So you can see the water, well, not in this picture, but you can see the water coming out of the mountain. And so each of the pools is gradually cooler as you go down the hill. And I'm like, it was just a great night to be able to relax. And we got to know a woman named Jane Cordero, who's come alongside of Myra and her ministry. And so Jane was the one who organized the kids' day out. And then she's like, we have to do something. And so she took us to the hot springs, and we were able to have a night to relax and just to get to know her and her daughter Amy better and establish another great connection in the country. And so this is a tapestry that they have on the wall in the church building. And it's just so beautiful and colorful. And so this is iconically what I think of when I think of Guatemala, the beauty and the color and just, like, people. Yeah. And then this is the Guatemalan flag, you know. And it was, as we were driving through Guatemala City, you know, and you knew you had arrived there. And so this is just a country that has become something that I love, a people that I love, and I can't wait until the next opportunity to go down and work alongside them and help them out. So,
and you know, just to add to that, one of the things that somebody said to us during the week at some point, somebody said, thank you for coming to help our people. And my response was, you know, if we're all brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, we're all God's people. So
thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much, ladies, for sharing that. What I love about that is we got here, golly, what, how many years ago is it now? This is our eighth year here in Vermont. And when we got here, a year and a half after, it was just our family and like six other people, maybe on a good day, on a Sunday. And now here we are 7 years later, and we have people in our church that it's filling every week, and people get to go on missions. We don't get mission teams. We're getting mission teams all the time, and I love getting mission teams, but now we're getting to be a part of sending people on mission, and that is just exactly what we need to be doing. So we're always looking for opportunities to be able to do that. Thank you so much, Dawn and Carrie, you know, for showing us how that experience was. And again, it's all about purpose over pressure, right? I mean, there's so many things. Dawn said it herself earlier about, man, she's saving money, but she's not going to go, right? She's getting the ticket. She's not going to go. There's all these pressures in our lives to say, well, I don't really want to. I want to, but I don't want to, right? There's a struggle in our lives, and it's that struggle between this pressure and this purpose. And so we have an opportunity to embrace one or the other. Oftentimes we cave to the pressure, and I'm saying me too, okay? Not just, I'm not jumping out and calling y'all. I'm just saying all of us do cave into pressure over purpose. And so I appreciate the mission team from North Carolina this week and Dawn and Carrie as I got to travel to Guatemala. All the different things that we get to do as a church to be a blessing to our community, right? That's our primary focus. That is our purpose. We're going to continue to try to do our best to bless everybody in Pownell, in the communities around us, out of our country, wherever it takes, whether it's Operation Christmas Child. I want to encourage you guys. We're going to make a big push in August, September, and October to make as many boxes as we can to reach as many children this Christmas for Jesus as we possibly can to make an impact wherever we are. What I also have loved this past few months is to see it come to us, right? So Dawn and Carrie gets to go to Guatemala weeks where they're not farming, like just ridiculous hours. The guys from the orchard, the Southern Vermont Orchard, get to come. We get Jamaica here in Pownell, Vermont, right? Now, not Jamaica, Vermont, or not Jamaica, you know, all those other places, actual Jamaica here in Pownell, Vermont. And it's such an awesome opportunity to be with brothers and sisters in Christ and to be able to share that purpose together. We're always called. Always. There's no doubt. Jesus makes it perfectly clear. We are called to always be ready on the move when and where God calls us to make an impact for the kingdom, to live a life on purpose. And so this morning, as we always do, we want to open up this time at the end to respond to what you've heard, what you've seen. If you're like so many of us, like all of us at one point, it's so easy to cave into the convenience of daily life, the comfort of daily life. It's much easier just to do. I will tell you this right up front. It's much easier to do the thing you've been doing, right? Whatever that thing is. Right? It may even be struggling, but sometimes there's comfort in the struggle because at least it's familiar. Today, I'm going to call you to come out of that. Today, I'm calling you out, as Jesus has called all of us out, to live a life from under pressure to on purpose. And so if you're a seeker this morning, one, if you're ready to respond to that call, one, know that we have all messed up, okay? We are all what the Bible calls sinners, which means we've messed things up. We've made mistakes, all right? We are not perfect people. I think all of us would acknowledge that. The difference between people who believe in Christ and people who don't is they accept that fact and they believe that Jesus is the only way out of that mess. That's it. We are not perfect people. We are not perfected in Christ instantly when we accept him, but we are made perfect by him day after day after day, and it'll be fully realized in eternity. But what he has done for imperfect people is make a way back to God, make a way into our purpose to get through the pressure and into where we're supposed to be. And he freely gives that gift. He says, I will wash you free. I'll forgive you of everything you've ever done, are doing currently, and will do in the future. And I've set you free from those things. I've brought you close to me. And now all I'm asking you to do is to respond by saying, thank you, and I want to follow you now and each day after. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to be perfect. You're going to stumble. You're going to fall. We all do. But if you want to walk in that freedom, this morning is your chance to do that. And so if you'd like to make that response, we're going to give you an opportunity to pray with me together, all of us together, as we wrap this thing up. But I also recognize that faith is one long, winding journey. And so if you are here today and you're like, well, that sounds nice about going to Guatemala and being with people, and I love people, that's great. Or it sounds nice about traveling to Vermont from North Carolina and hanging out with you guys and experiencing that. That sounds great, but I don't know quite yet about this Jesus thing. Do we really need that part? Right? Can I just work hard on my own? If you got questions, I can't guarantee I have all of your answers, but I want to question those things with you. I want to sit down. I think we as a church, we try to create that culture where if you got questions, you got doubts, you got concerns, great. Come and be a part. Watch and see it in action. Ask and answer questions together. We'll figure this out. We'll go back to the source, and we'll do our best to dive into the truth, capital T, and not just any other truth, all right? So stick with us if you're part of that process, which is totally okay, all right? Don't leave us. Keep coming every single week, online or in person, to our events, to our hangouts, whatever. We want to be there with you for that. For believers this morning, God is calling us to do some extraordinary things for a church this size, all right? All right, I want to challenge you this morning. So if you got anything out of the mission team's experience, you got anything out of Dawn's and Carrie's recollection, I want to challenge you today, right? Because we're going to have some incredible opportunities over the next year or so to make connections and bless others in and beyond Pownell. All right, I got some things going. God's got some things going on that I'll key you in on as it comes up. But one of them is maybe to potentially work with Pastor Kevin and Crossroads in New Bern. Right, that's one opportunity that may be coming up. I can't promise that, but we can have a dialogue on that. Hurricane Florence that Chris mentioned 3 years ago that came through, they are still rebuilding homes in New Bern, North Carolina today. Still. And that's just one area. I guarantee they're building in Lumberton, which is just as hard hit. I guarantee they're still doing it even in places like Louisiana. Every time there's a hurricane, people think, oh, well, they've done it, but a year later, everything's fine and dandy. No, natural disasters take years to recover from. And that's just one opportunity. It didn't have to be that. It could be something else in that community. There's plenty of opportunity in New Bern to be able to partner with them, to be able to send a team of our own there, right? Because there's plenty of people who need Jesus in New Bern, just like they are here in Pownell, Vermont. And so we might have an opportunity to do that. That's one opportunity, right? There's another is to maybe potentially ask some team members this Guatemala trip, right? Hey, it didn't have to just be Dawn and Carrie. Right? It started with a group of the vision, and now we can add to that. And so that's an opportunity. Maybe we go to Guatemala, right? Another opportunity, maybe you're called to go on one or both of those trips. Maybe it's to join us in looking into a partnership we're building in Wales, all right? Everybody been to Wales, right? I haven't, all right? Maybe I don't even know where Wales is. I'm not talking about the ones that swim in the ocean, all right? I'm talking about a country. Nobody listed that on their places to go, so I'm just saying. It exists. not the belly of the whale. This is in the UK, all right? So we're talking about building partnerships, and we're hoping to have a pastor from Wales. He'll be in country here in the next few weeks, and we're hoping to at least connect with him and start a dialogue of, like, how can we help? Can we send a team? Can we at least go and look and see what that looks and feels like? And so maybe it's not next year. Maybe it's in years later, and you're saying, man, I get to go to Wales, not because, yeah, I want to go, you know, tourist it, but I want to go and meet people who are far from Christ in Wales, in Cardiff, in other places. We're talking about a rural partnership. So I'm talking about getting out with the sheep herders in the middle of nowhere, you know, out in the hills and valleys of Wales, and really digging into the earth of the people down there, man. So this is such an opportunity. So, you know, all the things we got going on, there's going to be no shortage of opportunities to venture outside of this state, this country, and definitely out of your comfort zone. I guarantee you that, right? Right, guys? Anybody's done that, you know what I'm talking about. So I want us all to start praying now. You say, well, that's none of that's on the list. There's no signups to do right now. But what there is prayer to do. Prayer for each and every one of you, because I go, you're all, because I've been here, and I'm sure I'll be there again, you're all going to be like Dawn. You're all going to be like, well, I'll pray about it, but I'm not sure I'm not going to do it, right? I'll save some money for it, but I'm probably not going to do it. I got family responsibilities. I got work. I got all these things. We got all these pressures. But what's your purpose? Fulfill your purpose. Those pressures will take care of themselves. I guarantee it. And so, believers, we got a praying to do today, to be obedient when the time comes for whatever comes. So let's engage in that right now. So all heads bowed, all eyes closed. If you're with us today and you're one of those seekers, and you're one of those people that are ready to make a decision to say, man, I need relief. I'm ready to be set free from what I've been put under, what I maybe even put myself under. I'm ready to step out of that, to find my place by finding my purpose in Jesus. So if you're that person, you do that by saying words like these. It's not magic words, just words like these. You simply say, dear Jesus, Lord, first, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the things I've messed up, for the things I've done that I know I shouldn't have, for the messes that I've caused. Lord, I'm sorry, Lord, for the messes that have been done to me, that I've reacted against. And I carry those pressures, I carry those burdens, and today I just want to let it go. I just want to let it go. I'm tired of hiding behind other things. I want to be free in you. Well, thank you for your promise that I believe today that you have given me freedom, that you have forgiven me of all the things I've messed up, that you have called me out of my convenience to step out into a purpose that's bigger than myself, but God, that is for me, that defines me, Lord, that shapes me in a way I never imagined. Lord, help me to do that today, right now, to step into you and to follow you. Now, if that's you this morning, as all heads are bowed and all eyes are still shut, I want to encourage you, before you leave here today, before you leave online with us today, make sure you let us know. Like or leave a comment on the post online. We're going to share. We will follow up with you. Don't miss that chance. You're just as vital. You're not going to hide in the shadows. We're going to connect with you, and we're going to reach out to you and bless you and help you walk that next step. For those in person, same thing. You're like, man, I didn't come here today to make this decision, but now I made this decision, and now what do I do with that decision? We're going to help you. Find me, find Leo. He's in the back. We're going to get together. We'll find some other people here. We're going to connect with you, wrap your arms around you, love you, and show you how to live free from this point on, all right? For believers and everyone else, as we wrap up, let's pray this together. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you. God, we praise you that you just did come, save us, and leave to just sit here and wait for you to come back. God, you've given us a charge. You've given us a commission. You've given us a calling. You've given us purpose that goes through our pressures, God, Lord. And it doesn't mean it's going to be easy, Lord. We know this. It doesn't mean that it's going to be convenient, God. We know that, Lord. And we know it's not going to be comfortable, God. We pray that we are strengthened by you daily so that when we're in Pownal, God, when we're at celebrate Pownal events like yesterday, God, but when we're just walking through our day, Lord, down at Dwyer's, God, Lord, down at the auto place, Lord, God, every opportunity at the EMS, at the rescue squad, Father, at the firehouse, Lord, at Winchester's, Jesus, every opportunity you give us to bless somebody for you, let us live that life on purpose and not under pressure to shut that down, Lord. Let us tell people the truth, the life, and the way that is only in you, God, and let us love it, let us live it authentically, knowing we're not perfect, but God, you're making us that in you and in you alone, Jesus, and that free gift is open for everybody, period, Jesus. So I pray, God, that you help us to do that in our daily lives. God, today, as we're getting ready to think about, man, Wales, what is that? Where is that? I don't even know where that's at, Lord. As we're thinking about Guatemala, I can't put my finger on a map on that, Jesus. But Lord, you know where it's at, God, and you know where you've called us to go, Lord. So help it make it clear for each individual, Lord. I pray right now, God, that we'll go to all those places. We'll send people all over the world from Pownal, Vermont. God, from Pownal, Vermont, Lord, you are doing miracles, God, here and through this people, Lord. And we can't wait. I can't wait to see everybody come back and give reports of how you have changed them. You have changed people in those places, God, and in this community, Jesus, for you. Transformation, life transformation, one life at a time by the power of heaven on earth through Jesus. In his name we pray, amen and amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, church. Thank you, tribe. As we get ready to close out this week, we're going to sing two songs in person online. We're finished. Thank you for sticking all the way through that. That is fantastic. If you're dealing with stress, anxiety, busyness, worry, loneliness, all those things, and I guarantee you check at least one of those boxes, check us out next week as we go through our Overcomer series. Don't miss that opportunity. It's going to be a few weeks in a row, so jump in with us week one, next week, Sunday, 10 a.m. Hey, if you need some prayer before now and then, we do that online and in person as well, Thursday, 6:30. Do that with us. You don't want to miss that either. That's where all the good stuff happens. So we'll see you one of those two times, and maybe in between around town and Pownal, all right? So thank you for checking us out. We'll see you guys next time.